Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
And I'm going to throw over to the river now.
Yes, thank you, Tom. I'm standing here on grassy corner. We also have Tim, who's at first base corner. Finn is at Ditton, and Adam is down the long reach for us. And this is, as you say, the M3 division. So to give you a rundown, it's Eddie's one. They are top of the division, and by the amount of CUBC stash in their boat, I've expected them to have a very comfortable row over. Peterhouse 2, Hewsall 1, Selwood 2, Air 2, Tit Hall 2, St Cat's 2, Maudlin 2, First and Third 3, Churchill 2, Kings 2, Jesus 3, Girton 2, Keys 3, LNBC 3, Robinson 2, Clare Hall 1, Queens 3. The cannon has just gone off. Tim, we will come over to you at first post.
Thank you. Yes, so St Edmunds off to a confident start at the top of the division after taking a very tight line and nearly clashing blades with the bank on the start. But we've they're roughly on station with Peterhouse 2, Hewsall 1 on station with them, although there seems to be a little bit of a gap opening up to Selwyn behind them. Clare, so far everyone looks on station. I can't see any bumps coming past me now. Hewsall, they are opening up beyond Selwyn, and Clare don't seem to be closing down that gap much at all. So behind them, Trinity Hall, M2 are still on station with Clare. Behind that, St Catherine's M2. Behind that, St Catherine's M2 are still on station with Trinity Hall. Behind them, Maudlin still on station. First and third behind that look still be there. No bump. It looks like I can see there's been a bump further downstream, though. So that would look like Jesus on Kings, I suspect. So Churchill still rowing. Jesus bump up on Kings, I can call. Behind that, I can't tell what's going on at the moment. It looks like they seem to have been slightly slow to clear, but it looks like Girton have come through. Or maybe not. It looks like there's been some confusion here. The next, possibly Keys have bumped on Girton as well. The next blades I can see are LNBC. Yes, Andy.
Yeah, so I was standing on grass here. The first three boats are going past me. It looks like there's going to be a bump. That's Hewsall on Peterhouse. The Cox has conceded, so that is a bump. Hewsall, first boat on Peterhouse. Second boat, that is above right on grassy corner. Further up, I can see it looks to be Clare have pulled into a bank, so they have either bumped or been bumped. I'm just going to try and find out as soon as I can. But at the top of the division, Eddie's having a very comfortable throw over, and coming past me now, it's Trinity Hall 2, which would suggest that Clare have bumped up on Selwyn 2. I'll confirm that as soon as possible. Back to him, Tim.
Yes, so Clare Hall 1 have slight overlap on Robinson 2 here. There's just slight overlap. Their bow ball is now past the Cox, and she's going to have to, because there she's conceded. Yes, Robinson 2 bumped by Clare Hall 1 here on before first post corner. Queens 3 sandwich boats, still rowing, chasing now LNBC. So I'm still walking up towards where I think Jesus are bumped up on Kings and Keys are bumped up on Girton. Anything where you are, Andy?
Yeah, so going past me, I see Tit Hall, Tit Tatsu and Fordless 2. It looks at the moment like they will all have row overs. Cats 2, they were pushing Trinity Hall quite hard. But excitingly, further up the river, we've seen another bump. It's Churchill 2 on Fat 3. So that's a bump just as they go round first post corner. So Churchill 2, they have bumped Fat 3. Back to you, Tim.
Yes, I'm still making ground towards the motorway bridge where two bumps have occurred. Back to you, Andy. Anything still happening there?
And we're going straight on to Finn. You're at Ditton. What's happening at Ditton, Finn?
Yeah, so Ditton, St. Eddie's has passed me, and they are, I'm not even going to count the length. It's probably about 10 lengths in front of Trinity Hall M2. They're passing me now. You can probably hear the crowd. And coming up very, very, very closely behind, it's St. Pat M2. They're approximately one length behind. It looks as if they are catching them fairly soon. You can hear a whistle there, but there's no bump as yet. No bump has been conceded. They are half a length away. I'm just turning the corner now. It's going to be a very close race. Back to you, Tim.
Yes, so...
Yeah,
Andy, go with you.
Yeah, here on Grassy, LMBT3 are coming past me. I've not seen King 2, Jesus 3, Gerson 2 or Keys 3, which suggests to me that Jesus 3 have bumped up on King 2 and Keys 3 have bumped up on Gerson 2. And then behind LMBC3, I can't see Robinson 2 or Claire Hall, which suggests to me Claire Hall 1, they have bumped up on Robinson 2, which leaves Queens 3 at the bottom, and they are going for an overbump on LMBC3, and they have certainly cut the distance down, and they are pushing very hard as they come through Grassy Corner. We're going to follow that one right to the end. Tim, to you.
Yes, so I can confirm then that at the bottom of the division, Jesus bumped, Gerton 2 bumped up on Jesus, and LMBC bumped up on Keys. Shortly. Adam?
Okay, I was here at Long Reach, and St Edmunds have rode past very comfortably, but the real battle is developing behind them. I think between Trinity Hall M2 and St Cat's M2 here, there's overlap between the two. They're really pushing one another really hard here. It's just a tiny bit of overlap. Trinity Hall M2 seemingly just about staving them off here. Oh, let me correct that. It's not St Cat's M2, it's Magdalen M2. Oh no, it's St Cat's M2. St Cat's 2 still pushing M2. They're saying to bump. No, Trinity Hall are not conceding it. Trinity Hall continuing to run. Just a second. Yeah, and the Masters have called that. That St Cat's M2 have bumped Trinity Hall M2. Over to you, Finn.
So St Cat's 2 bumping up
Adam. Thank you very much for that, Adam. I can see in front of me now Lady Margaret M3 are in front, and Queen Gerson following closely. No, an unknown college, Queens, following closely behind them. So they look, it's about two lengths between those two boats. So it looks as if there is going to be a rollover as they head over to Longreach. Back to you, Tim.
Right, so yes, I can confirm that at the bottom of the division then, we had Keys bump up on Keys M3, bump up on Gerson M2, and Jesus M3 bump up on Kings M2 shortly after the motorway bridge. Claire Hall, as Andy called, bumped up on Robinson M2 just in the first post corner. That was a bump by overlap rather than an actual contact. That's all from me at this end of the river. Back to Andy or Andy with the
Angel. I will quickly give a rundown of the division. So the only boat which is still rowing is Queen M3, who are trying to gain an overbump on LMBC M3. So we will follow that and see how that goes, because when we last heard, they got it down to two lengths as they went on to the log race. Adam, is there any more news
I'm watching that exact race now, and yes, LMBC have just conceded there to Queen's M3 for an overbump.
Wow, so that is an overbump from Queen's M3 on LMBC M3.
And Queen's are extraordinarily happy with that one.
Yes, and rightly so. That is, so I will give a rundown of the division as things stand. So Eddie's, they rode over at the top quite comfortably. Behind them, Beautiful, they caught Peterhouse M2 fairly early. Selwood 2 were bumped by Claire 2. Trinity Hall 2 were bumped by St Cat's. We heard about that. That was just after Ditton. Magdalen rode over. Fat 3 were caught by Churchill 2. Kings 2 were bumped by Jesus 3 very early on. Gerson 2 were bumped by Keys 3 also very early on. And then that overbump, LMBC 3, they were overbumped by Queen 3 down on the long reach, with Robinson 2 being bumped by Claire Hall 1 in between them. So lots and lots of bumps in this division. The only boats that I've got down as rowing over are Eddie's first boat and Magdalen 2, the only boat rowing over. A fantastic bump, Trace. We will go back to the guys in the studio.
Thank you, Andy and the team. Sounds like an incredible race there. Some great tussles down the bottom. Robinson 2 and Claire Hall 1. That's one of my favourites, I think. They've bumped each other every day. So
this year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.